From the earliest age, growing up in Santa Rosa, Jessica Fonseca was exposed to attitudes and experiences around home that left her scarred.
Drugs, sex, violence, gangs, physical abuse, emotional abuse, spiritual abuse. I ended up getting the idea that cops and the government were bad and that gangs and the streets were good. That's what the mentality was in that household. And so my mind got warped.
By the age of 14, all this was starting to take its toll. She was drinking, smoking, stealing her mother's medication. A close friend began to get worried.
Started ditching school. I started cutting myself. My friend told me that I needed to do something because I was going to end up doing some damage to myself. Like, I needed to get out of there.
Fonseca's story is a reminder of how difficult it can be for survivors of child abuse to become healthy, independent adults. Law enforcement officers took Fonseca to an emergency shelter for abandoned, abused, and neglected children. She entered foster care and ran away from each placement, feeling overwhelmed, depressed, and guilty about leaving her family.
I was so afraid of being rejected and screwing things up that I decided to screw it up myself and not take the chance of letting anybody down.
After turning 18, she spent a few years living on the street. But now, in her mid-20s, she says her life is on track.
You know, and then I started getting back on my feet, moving to a shelter. I got clean off drugs, and then eventually ended up getting a job.
Fonseca credits the nonprofit center, Voices, for giving her the support to build a good life. She now works at the center in Santa Rosa, with the mission of helping other young adults get what they need.
Get jobs, helping them get connected to education, health and wellness or housing, whether they need to get into a shelter or get Medi-Cal, food stamps, whatever it is that they need, we try to help them get connected to those resources and make it an easier process.
Last year, nearly 4,000 individual young people visited the youth-run center, many of them from abusive backgrounds. Though Sonoma County has one of the lower rates of child abuse in the state, it's still a huge local problem. According to the most recent numbers from the group Prevent Child Abuse Sonoma County, there were more than 5,000 reports of child abuse here last year, and nearly 200 kids were removed from unsafe homes. But the true extent of the problem is likely much bigger.
Many experts say that actually the numbers that we see are just what they call the tip of the iceberg.
Robin Bowen is the executive director of the California Parenting Institute, a nonprofit that provides therapy and education for families.
Lots more cases never come up, never are reported. And then that's part of the hidden epidemic, right?
The consequences of that epidemic are severe. Decades of research point to worse mental and physical health for survivors of child abuse. Survivors are more likely to be impoverished, homeless, and serve jail time. But Bowen says it doesn't need to be this way. In fact, preventing child abuse isn't that hard. It's about educating and supporting children and parents. That, Fonseca says, is why her job is so rewarding.
I get to change someone's life the way that Voices helps change mine. When I get to see one of my young people come in and say, "Jess, look, I got a job," or like, "I found a place to live," I know how big of a deal that is because I was that kid one time. Nothing means more to me than to be able to see, like, a younger version of me be able to be successful.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.